Wow. Doesn't that song make you feel real good just singing it? What God has in store waiting for us. For a few minutes, come with me to the book of Revelation. The book of Revelation chapter 22. Then we're going to dash back to Ephesians chapter 1. Oh boy. I think most sound thinking human beings, you love the idea of living. You're in no rush to die, to leave this world. That should be some motivation for us to study the Bible, believe it, receive it, and to obey it. In Revelation 22, the angel is showing off the glory that God has in store for us. Beginning with verse 1. And he showed me a pure river of water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of God and of the Lamb, in the midst of the street. Of it, and on either side of the river, was there the tree of life, which bare 12 manner of fruits, and yielded her fruit every month. And the leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations. And there shall be no more curse, but the throne of God and of the Lamb shall be in it, in the city. And his servants shall serve him. They shall see his face, and his name shall be in their foreheads. And there shall be no more night there, so you don't have to worry about driving at night. They need no candle, neither light of the sun. Are you listening? For the Lord God giveth them light, and they shall reign forever and ever. Did you get that? We shall reign forever and ever. No sickness, no dying. And he said unto me, these sayings are faithful and true. And the Lord God of the holy prophets sent his angels to show unto his servants the things which must shortly be done. Behold, I come quickly. Blessed is he that keepeth the sayings of the prophecy of this book. And I, John, saw these things and heard them. And when I had heard and seen, I fell down to worship before the feet of the angel which showed me these things. Verse 9. Then saith he unto me, see thou do it not, for I am thy fellow servant of thy and thy brethren and prophets, and of them which keep the sayings of this book. Keep the sayings of this book and worship God. Isn't that exciting? And I didn't finish reading the chapter. All of that is awaiting the children of God. Those of us who have been called of God and lived according to the will and the word of God. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Come now to chapter 1 of the book of Ephesians. Oh, what joy! Oh, what joy! Revisiting time. We just visited, spent a few seconds in eternity. Now I want you to walk with me through a few verses of this chapter. The love of God. The love of God. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the will of God, to the saints. To the saints, what are you? Do you know what you are? You too. If you're a member of the body of Christ, you are one of the saints. This is the Apostle Paul writing. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the will of God, to the saints which are at Ephesus, and that, and to the fearful, the faithful, in Christ Jesus. Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Now you know the writer, the Apostle Paul. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. And then he goes on to say why I said that. Why are you saying that, Paul? Listen to me. Blessed be the God who hath blessed us with what? All spiritual blessings everywhere. According as he hath chosen us. He hath chosen us. It was he who put it on our mind to obey the gospel while we lived on planet earth. According as he hath chosen us in him, when? Before Genesis 1 and 1. Before the foundation of the world, that we should be who? We should be who? We should be what? We should be holy and righteous or without blame before him in his eyesight. Not in my eyesight, not in your eyesight, but be holy and blameless in God's eyesight. In other words, doing his will, obeying his laws, obeying his instructions. Before him in love, having determined beforehand or predestinated us see those next two words unto what the next three unto the adoption. Listen, when we obey the gospel of Jesus Christ, hear, believe, repent, confess, and be baptized, God doesn't just save us. He adopts us. We become adopted children of God. He expects us to represent him. You remember? Well, some of you may not be old enough to. But you remember how our parents, those of you who passed 19, how our parents used to instruct us to conduct ourselves. Behave yourself, and especially when we went out. Amen. Having, verse 5 again, having decided ahead of time, predestinated us unto the adoption. God decided before the creation of the world that he was going to do what he did, and he's going to adopt the human beings that obey him. Unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will. It still does give God pleasure to adopt human beings who obey the gospel of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Isn't that something? How can you ever think that you're not rich? There's a home waiting for you, a mansion, a robe, and a crown waiting for you. to live with God the Father and His Son, is it His Son, Jesus Christ. And we are sons and daughters of God. Amen. We have that opportunity. We have that privilege.
Yes, sir.
And God is the only one that can offer that offer. Why would we not be diligent in walking with the Lord, living a life that represents our Heavenly Father, so that He is well pleased? We want to be well pleased. He says our well pleasing is based upon pleasing Him. Verse 5 again. Having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to Himself. Why did you do that, God? Because I wanted to. Why do you love me? Because I want to. Why have you done all this? Because I want to. And I want to because I love you. And I want you to love me. I'm God. I know I could make you love me. But that's not the way I'm doing this. I'm sharing with you what I've done, what I'm doing, and what I will do just for you. Having predestinated us unto the adoption of children. So God decided before He created us that He was going to, when we obey His gospel, He was going to do what? He was going to adopt us as His children. According to the good pleasure of His will. To the praise of the glory of His grace. Mm-mm. He didn't have to do it. He did not have to do that. Wherein He hath made us what? Accepted. He has given us the instructions and obeying His instructions. We are accepted unto God. Isn't that good news? So dying, leaving this world, that's not all. If that was all, why would this be in the Bible? There is an after this. In whom we have redemption, our Father, through the blood of His Son, Jesus Christ, the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of His grace. Just because God is loving is what He's saying. That's why we have this privilege. That's why we have the gospel. That's why we have the honor and the privilege of being added to His family and forgiven of our sins. Wherein He has abounded towards us in all wisdom and prudence, having made known unto us the mystery of His will, according to His good pleasure. Why did you do all of this, God? Because I love you. Why do we come to worship? Because we love God. Why do we live according to His instructions? Because we love God. We follow His example. Why do we love one another? Because we love one another. Because we love God. Why are we forgiving one of another? Because we love God, and He forgave us, and He didn't have to do that. Are you all there? Why are we steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord? He loves us. We love Him back. And the benefits of doing that. Verse 9 again. Having made known unto us the mystery of His will, according to His good pleasure, that He had purpose. He decided to do this. Why are you doing this, God? Because I want to. Why do you want to? Because I love you. That in the dispensation of the fullness of time, He might gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are on earth, even in Him. What does it sound like? It sounds like He is looking forward to the time, it won't be any time in eternity. It will be a time. He is looking forward to eternity when we'll all be together again. God is looking forward when we are all together again. Not Him in this place and us down here in earth. Isn't that wonderful? Isn't that exciting? And you know how much we love living. In whom we have obtained an inheritance, being predestinated according to the purpose of Him who worketh all things after the counsel of his own mind, of his own will. No one taught me this. No one tried to make me do this. I did it because I love you. That we should be, verse 12, that we should be to the praise of his glory, who first trusted in Christ. God wants bragging rights on us. You still on the line? God wants. Why does God want anything from us? He could wipe us out and bring a whole new crowd in. His love. His love. That we should be the praise of his glory, who first trusted in Christ, in whom you also trusted after that you heard the word of truth. The word of truth is what? The gospel. The gospel is what? The message of our salvation, in whom also after you believed, you were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise, which is the down payment, which is the earnest of our inheritance until the redemption of the purchased possession unto the praise of his glory, until we get together. He is assuring us that this, you need not worry, you need not have any conception that this is not going to, I'm assuring you that this will come to pass also. Redemption of the purchased possession, us, unto the praise of his glory. Now, since God looks upon us like that, how can we afford to carry around grudges on our brothers and sisters? God forgives. He expects his children to manifest the fact that we are his children. We are to manifest God on planet Earth. Jesus is not here. The apostles are not here. It's our responsibility to manifest God. Amen. Godly behavior. Godly character. Wherefore also, after I heard, verse 15, wherefore also, I also, after I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love unto all the saints. Isn't that something? Love the Lord, do his will. Cease not to give thanks for you. That's Paul talking about what he does. Making mention of you in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. May he give you good understanding of who he is and how he wants us to live on planet Earth. You want a lesson title? The God whom we serve is really our Heavenly Father. Where do you stand tonight? Is that where you want to be? What do you mean? Is that this text talks about being in favor with God. Talks about being the adopted child of God also. Becoming the favor, the adopted child of God, and then remaining in favor, faithful, loyal, committed to doing the will of God. Without hesitation and without reservation and without complaining. God loves that. God loves that when I manifest my love for him. Where are you tonight? Are you in favor with God? Are you in favor with God based upon God's instructions to us? You're in the family? Change that tonight. Come on home. While the blood is still running warm in your veins, come on home. Renew your covenant. Renew your commitment. Renew your dedication. He is ready to forgive. He is faithful and just and ready to forgive of all past sins. If you're here tonight and you're not a member of the church that you can read about in the Bible, yes, I know there's a Church of Christ on this end, and there's a Church of Bonifacio on that end, and there's a church called Grace Everett, all of that. Study the Word of God. God only has one church, the Church of Christ. The Son came, bled, and died to purchase us. You've heard the Word. Believe it with all of your heart. Be godly sorrowful for the sinful life that you've lived, displeasing to God. Confess Jesus Christ to be Lord and Savior, and then be buried in water baptism for the forgiveness of every sin you've ever committed. Slate is wiped clean. God adopts you as His child. And you're on your way to glory land. Ain't that good news? Isn't that simple? If you're already in the family, He won't throw you away if you've sinned. Renew your covenant with Him. Ask your brothers and sisters to pray for your forgiveness, that you might be in good favor with our Heavenly Father. Don't you want these blessings? Don't you want these blessings? Reading this lets us know we're not going to live forever in time. We're going to live forever in eternity. So one day we're going to leave this world, but you want to leave in favor with God. And you can do that. We stand ready tonight to pray to the Heavenly Father for your forgiveness, if you will come as a repentant sinner, acknowledging that and asking us to pray. And we pray for your forgiveness. If you're here by the disposition, you come as we together stand and sing the song that's been selected.
Have you been to Jesus for the cleansing power? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you fully trusting in His grace this hour? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you washed in the blood, in the soul cleansing blood of the Lamb? Are your garments spotless? Are they white as snow? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you walking daily by the Savior's side? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Do you rest each moment in the crucified? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you washed in the blood, in the soul cleansing blood of the Lamb? Are your garments spotless? Are they white as snow? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb?
Why would anyone turn down an invitation like this, that's not in favor, and know that they're not in favor with the Lord? You've almost, maybe full bloom, out of your mind to turn down this kind of offer from the Lord. But we thank God for those who are walking in favor with God. We are helpers, one of another. We are workers together. That's what God not only requires, that's what He demands. That we love one another and work one another and manifest the fact that we love Him first and we love our brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, because we're all in the same family if we're in the body in Christ. The lesson is yours. Now, I have some more down here that we can talk about if you want to stay a little longer. Oh, yes, I have some more. And I don't mind. I had a good meal today, so I'm still full. Almost. God bless. Thank you for your time and attention.